three things that you need to do in order to bring about a change in your life. How many need to bring about a change in their life? Change. It's just not enough to come to church. But you got to let church come home with you. You got to let God come home with you. Let God work on the inside of you so that you can bring about a change, so there can be a difference. How many need a change in your life? Now, the first thing I want you to write down on a piece of your paper, say, things can be better. That's what it's all about. It can be better. And you write that down at the top. And you think about where you are right now. Think about the thing you're dealing with. It could be that pain in the back right now. That could be what you're dealing with. It could be your financial issues. It could be a housing issue. No matter what you're dealing with right now, first of all, you write down, things can be better. And then under that, write, and God wants it that way. And faith is nothing but this. Me taking steps in obedience to God's word toward that better thing. That is what faith is. Faith is taking steps toward the better thing that you want. Well, first of all, the good thing is that you hear faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, or hearing by the word of God, right? You got to hear the word of God. And when you hear the word of God, you're going to hear something that says, listen, there's a better thing out there. You hear it preached, you hear it taught, you get it on the inside of you, then all of a sudden you're going to start to see it in the spirit. And after you see it in the spirit, you will be able to seize what you see. But there are some things that you need to do in order to bring that blessing to pass. Three easy things that you need to get in your spirit tonight. We're talking to you tonight. I don't care what happened this week. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened 2 days ago. That is nothing but the devil. Well, see, you know, it's one thing to have an issue happen or something happen in our life. The devil can cause things to happen. But how do we handle what happens? Get over it and keep moving on to your blessing. Amen. Don't let the devil trip you up. Somebody say, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to let the devil do that to me. You're going on the better things. You're going on the victory. You know, we're going to walk forward sometime. And every now and then, something's going to happen. Sorry. It's okay. But that's not an excuse saying that we live any kind of way that allows those kind of things to happen. But we will slip back every now and then, but we got to get over it. Look at somebody and poke them in the side and say, we ain't in heaven yet. That's why we got a fight of faith. You're going to go through some stuff. Yes, you are. But you got to learn how to handle what you go through. You got to learn to keep swinging. When you get into the boxing ring with the devil, he's going to take some blows. You're going to take some blows. Glory to God. But you can take it, and you can get over it. See, David had some things in his life. He had a place that he would always, he had family problems. Did you know that? And he had one son that he loved so much, and that son created all kind of havoc. You remember Absalom? Mm-hmm. David was always running. Remember David was running from Saul? All he wanted to do was get along with Saul. Saul would get jealous, get mad. Every once in a while, Saul would be filled with the spirit one moment, then be filled with the devil the next. Anybody ever met people like that? But then Saul would chase David, and David would have to run from Saul. Have to run from things instead of face things beyond his control. He had some issues over his life that was beyond his control, things he couldn't handle. He couldn't control Saul. Saul was the king. And when the king was mad with you, life was miserable. And the only thing he could do was run from Saul. Right? Well, all of a sudden, God moves. Well, God did the thing on Saul where Saul had to do the plop, plop, fizz, fizz. God's not going to allow you to suffer forever. He will not always have you be in bondage. You get what I'm saying? You just wait on the Lord. The Bible says, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, then victory will be mine. See, people are afraid to let God fight their battles and let God handle things. We want to get in the flesh. You got to turn it over. Amen. You got to give it to Jesus and turn it over and say, listen, you're forgiven. The issue's over. I'm giving it to Jesus. And then Saul, what's going after David one time too many, and he went out to battle and didn't come back. So now he's delivered from Saul. And he doesn't have to run into the wilderness anymore away from Saul. Over one hurdle. Anybody ever been out of something? You think, I'll never be back in that mess again. Thank God, I'm finally free. Somebody say, finally free. I mean, you get saved, you say, oh, wow, everything just great. Hallelujah. Woo, we're really on the roll again. I went to a men's meeting a couple years back, and there was a Baptist preacher in the men's meeting, and this prophet. Now, there are two things. You ever heard people prophesying? Then there's also people that prophesy. They prophesy. They lie for their own profit. Okay, and this guy stood up and said, the Holy Ghost just told me that you're never going to have to worry about the devil or battle the devil ever again. I mean, that you're just free. You're not going to have any more problem out of the devil. No more. And devil's not going to mess with you. He's not going to come near you anymore. And I said, wait, I mean, they got mad. I said, wait a minute, you know, the only way the devil's not going to come against you here on the earth, let me tell you what, you're going to die. Or go to heaven. As long as you're here, you're going to have to use your authority against him and have to stand against the wiles of the devil. Bible says, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Yes! Say, just because you got faith, do you think everything's going to be ice cream and chocolate cake? No. No, it's not going to be that way. Devil's going to try to throw anything on you he can throw on you. A pain in your back. Your finances. Church members might not want to get along. Come on. Finances might take a dive or a flip every now and then. Amen. It might flip on the outside, but you got to watch your inside. You can control what goes on the inside. He might try to shake your outside a little bit, shake the things on the outside a little bit. But as long as you can stay stable on the inside, the outside will come in line with the inside. See, the outside's trying to affect your inside. Don't allow it to happen. You want to get early deliverance and a quick deliverance. You know how you get a quick deliverance? Don't allow it to get in. Don't allow the storm inside the house. I get to things where you have to fight the devil. You know, things where the devil trying to make you shake in your boots. Don't allow the devil in the house. Amen. Say, I'm going to stay in peace on the inside. I don't care what's going on the outside. This thing's going to blow on, but I'm not going to let it trouble the inside. The inside will control the outside. Don't allow the outside to control the inside. So when things starting to happen around you, it's the devil trying to get in. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What happened? Devil just trying to get in. There was peace on the inside. He just tried to knock on a door. He's looking for that door. What's the door that the devil knocks on in your life trying to get into your peace? Could be your sister. Could be your mom. Yes. Could be the preacher down the street. Could be your checkbook. Could be a flat tire. Could be the transmission on the car. Yes. Could be your air conditioner. That's the devil knocking on your door. Trying to get inside. But you hold the door, you keep the door locked. Keep peace on the inside, glory to God. And sooner or later, the peace on the inside will take authority over anything that's going on the outside. Don't allow the devil in. Well, what do? In cases like this, I'm sure you're thinking, I'm really in a mess right now. If you're in a mess, raise your hand. Glory to God. I've been there. Yes. Confess those things. Turn to Psalm chapter 34. Psalm chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, notice that it says here, I will bless the Lord when everything is going good. Did y'all read that? I will bless the Lord when I got buku money. Did it say that? Do you see that in your Bible? Psalm chapter 34 says, I will bless the Lord when church is full. I will bless the Lord when all the musicians are there. I will bless the Lord when I'm a millionaire. Didn't say that, did it? said, I will bless the Lord when I feel like it. I will bless the Lord when the devil's not around. I will bless the Lord in seasons of harvest. It doesn't say that. I will bless the Lord after my kids get shoes on their feet. I will bless the Lord after I win my battle. Doesn't say that, does it? It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody say, glory to God. When I feel like it and when I don't feel like it. Amen. When I got money and when I don't got money. Amen. When I know where I'm going to lay my head at night and when I don't know where I'm going to lay my head. I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm not going to allow the outside to affect my praise. All times. See, you can allow the devil to become your Lord. How do you let the devil become Lord of your life? Controlling you. What? Oh, yes, you can allow the devil to become Lord of your life. The Bible says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all of your mind. Isn't that amazing? Soul and mind. Well, how do you love the Lord your God? You allow him to be Lord of your life. Amen? Because the Bible says, those that love me, obey me. And those that we obey become our lords, correct? Well, listen. Many times we allow the devil to become Lord of our lives by allowing him to control the way that we feel, the way that we act, and the countenance of our face. When the devil knocks at our door, is he going to control the way you feel? If he's Lord, yes. If he's not, no. I mean, he'll always try to do that. He'll always play that card on you. If he know if he can get you to feel a certain way by messing with your back, he'll do it. If he gets you to focus, amen, if he can use sickness and disease to get you to focus on him, he'll play that card every time. But say, I'm not going to let it come against me. I'm not going to let it come against me. I'm not going to meditate it. I'm not even going to worry about it. Amen. I'm going to leave it to Jesus. Say, I'm on my way to glory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm glad about it. I'm not going to let the devil trip me up. I might have made a mistake. I might have made a mistake. I might have skipped over something and stumbled over a rock or a brick or whatever is out there. Say, doesn't matter. All that matters is I want more of God, and everything's going to be all right. And the Bible says this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. What's the best thing to do in every season? What's the best thing and the right thing to do in every season? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What's the best thing to do under any circumstance? Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Don't let the devil come against you. Don't let the devil put you in fear. God is your source. In the Lord do you trust. Said, and let us exalt his name together. Let's let his name become great. Let's put him back in his place. Let's put him back in his place. Let's stop letting the devil get God off the throne. Amen. Let's put God back where he belongs. He is worthy of all praise and glory. The first thing that needs to be put back together again, see, is our confession. Oh, people need to hear the word of God. The first thing that needs to come back together again, before the outside comes back together again, is our confession. If I can't do anything. See, many times when you're in the midst of something, stop thinking about it so much. You can't do anything about it anyhow. Leave it to Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to come praise God. And I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to put his praise on my lips. I'm going to bless the Lord. Don't know how my bill's going to get paid. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know how I'm going to get this back to stop hurting, but oh, bless the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Somewhere in the midst of praise, somewhere in the midst of worship, amen, there's a breakthrough. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. I like that. I like that. Remember it says, if those would humble themselves, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face, then will they hear from heaven. Say, I know what the situation, I know it'll fix it. Say, I know what I know it'll fix it. I just need to hear from heaven. Amen. Glory to God. I know it'll fix this circumstance. I know it'll fix this situation. I just need to hear from heaven. I don't have to do anything but listen. How do I hear from heaven? Seek the face of God and humble yourself. You'll hear your blessing. Glory to God. You'll hear your answer. You'll hear your money. You'll hear your house. You'll hear your car. You'll hear your victory. You'll hear your healing. Whatever you get from God, it'll come. You'll hear it somewhere in the heavenlies. You'll hear your breakthrough. You'll hear your job. Glory to God. You'll hear whatever it is you need. You'll hear it. Before you can see it in the spirit, you got to hear it in the spirit. That's why you come to church, so you can hear your blessing, so you can hear your breakthrough. I'm going to say, all I got to do is to hear it to catch it. You got to hear your breakthrough to catch your breakthrough. And as soon as you get some faith, see, you hear it long enough, you start to eat. As soon as you start to hear it, you know it's going to manifest sooner or later. Hallelujah. It might be hard to get it on the first step, but it's coming around. Sit up under the word. It'll come to pass. Sit up under the word of God. It'll come to pass. I don't care how long it takes. It'll manifest. It'll manifest. That's why you get up under a good word. Amen. Don't get up under nobody talking no doom and gloom. Get up under somebody talking good things, talking blessings. You got enough of that other stuff out in the world. But get up under some faith and it'll make everything all right. Washed in the word of God. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Glory to God. When God hears, he delivers. Hallelujah. When God hears, somebody say, he hears and delivers. He will deliver me. He'll answer when I call. You got somebody you can call. Every time you call, he'll answer. And you don't need an AT&T long-distance call to pay for it. What a blessing. You don't have to wait for Western Union to come through. Amen? Every time you call God, I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care how hopeless it is. I don't care what you did to get there. Guess what? Every time you do, every time you call, he'll answer. And whenever he answers you, guess what? There is a response of God called deliverance. Amen. Somebody say there's deliverance in the answer of God. Call Jesus. He'll make it all right. Remember that song we see? People don't realize why we sing that song, Calling Jesus, Can I Talk With You? Calling Jesus, Can I Talk With You? Just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. It'll fix everything. He's got the answer. Just one little conference meeting with Jesus will change everything for you. You got to go to work sometime. Let me tell it to Jesus. Amen. You can tell it to this one down the street, but you came to church on Sunday morning and told it to Jesus, I need some shoes. You cried unto your God and he heard you and he answered. Tell it to Jesus. If we spend less of our time getting on the phone talking to the sister down the street, amen, telling this one over that side, telling this one that one, shut it up. Don't tell nobody else. Tell it to Jesus. He'll bring deliverance, glory to God. He's your strong tower. What happened? Who did you talk to? Somebody that could get the job done. I stopped talking to this one over there. Amen. I stopped talking to that one on that side. I decided to talk to Jesus, and he made it all right. How many of you tired of praying to your friends? Praying to sister gossip, getting on the phone every time something goes wrong. Well, you wouldn't believe what happens. I don't want to believe it, amen, because as you believe, so it is unto you. Tell it to Jesus. He'll make it all right. Somebody say, he'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He's real. Because you don't have any idea. Every once in a while, we get stupid and forget to get on the phone and talk to Jesus, amen. And things get a little out of hand. But I've never had a situation get out of hand that I couldn't talk to him and he'd fix it. You got to have a net meeting. What do you want him to fix? Whatever you talk to him about. Any situation you talk to him about, he'll get involved with it. You know what? I just got a revelation of that. Well, you talk to Jesus. Listen, the Bible says that he is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. He's the Word of God. He, in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was God. Well, what does that mean? As soon, you talk to Jesus, as soon as he responds back, as soon as he talks back, there he is. As soon as he answers you back, there he is, because he is in the Word.
He is what he says to you. They say, who shall I tell him that he says, I am? Glory to God. Whatever he says, he is. Hey, listen, when he said, I'll heal you, glory to God, guess what? They didn't know that he was Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. Amen. There he is. He said, I'll heal you. And there he was, healing. He's right in his word. Ooh, as soon as you hear it, there he is. There faith is. Amen. Isn't that better? What a better confession. See, we got to get to that point when we talk to Jesus and he talks to us back. And as soon as we hear it, there he is. See, we're waiting for him to follow his word. He is his word. That means as soon as you hear it, you can receive it. People used to say back in the early 70s, I said it, I meant it, and I set my fist to represent it. Remember that? They get in the arguments that I said it, I meant it, here's my fist to represent it. Amen. Well, it's the same thing with God. I said it, I meant it, and I'm in it myself to represent it. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me. Somebody say, the first thing I'm going to get delivered from. How many of you want to have a deliverance service tonight? Anybody want to have a deliverance service tonight? Anybody want to have a deliverance service tonight? It said, and he delivered me from some of my fear. Woo. He delivered me from some of my fear. That means the fear of sickness. That means the fear of death. That means the fear of poverty. That means the fear of homelessness. Glory to God. That means the fear of what the devil's trying to put on your back. Amen. Whatever it is, he'll deliver you from it. The first thing God delivers you from is the thought of what you think is about to happen. Glory to God. He said the problem is not about what the devil's about to do. The problem is what you're believing for. Ha, 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 ha. The first thing he delivers you from is your fear. Don't be afraid. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Be of good courage. Amen. He will strengthen your heart. Be delivered from every one of your fears. Everything that the devil told you. Everything you're so concerned about. Cast all your care upon God, for he loves you. He'll deliver you from all of your fear. And when you get delivered from your fear, the devil has no hold on you. He has no claim in your fear. He gets dismissed from the meeting. You know, how many have ever worked in the corporate side or where people that are very business oriented? I've been there. Anybody been there? They call a meeting, and before they call a meeting, you look at the big form. You see the agenda before you get it. And on the agenda, anybody that's got anything to say in reference to that meeting is going to be called in that meeting. And they got their name listed. At the top it says, attendees. And they've never seen it. And they have their name in the attendees. This one's going to be attending. That one's going to be attending. Because they all mean something. They all have some stake in that meeting. Well, listen. As soon as God delivers you from your fear, the devil's name gets erased from the attendees form. He's no longer needs to be represented in that meeting. He no longer is invited there. Amen. He's no longer an issue. He's lost his voting privileges. He delivers you from all of your fears. Tonight, don't be concerned about what the devil's trying to do to you. Amen. Don't be concerned about those fears, thinking this and thinking that. Get out of your head and get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. God knows. He can handle it. He can handle it. I don't care how bad it is. He can work it out. He can work it out. It ain't nothing but a thing for God. Every one of your fears, every single last one of them, every fear you have is an open door to the devil. The devil can only do what you're afraid of. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Fear is the substance of things you definitely don't want to have happen in your life. And God wants to deliver you. Deliver you from every one of your fears. Anybody ever talked on America Online? Well, you go in the chat room, in the America Online chat room, and they have a thing called the I Am. It's called the Instant Messenger. That means if I go online, you can look at my name on the screen. And that means you can just hit one button and then tell me, hello, Pastor Rod, how are you doing? Now, everybody that sees you can do that. Well, at times you might get someone you don't want to talk to. So there's a little button on your computer you can push and say, ignore. That means when you're online, they can't see you. You can see them, but they can't see you. They can't push a little button and say, hello, Pastor Rod, amen. Somebody say, ignored. They can't affect you or touch you anymore. Well, that's what you do to the devil. When you get rid of fear and God delivers you from all fear, you put the devil on ignore. He can't talk to you anymore. He can't affect you anymore. His plan is stopped in your life. Who are you walking by? You don't have to use faith for just money and healing. You can use it for anything that the devil's trying to make wrong. Use it for the right. Stop him right in his tracks. He's wondering how long he can hold on. See, the devil has to walk like this. Amen. To get you, he's walking like this. You know, he's trying to get you, get all the way over there to that lamp. But he can't step on every piece of ground in your life. He's just looking for an area you're afraid of. Oh, there's a fear. I'm getting there. Let me find another fear. How can I escalate this situation? How can I make it worse? Let me find another fear. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, let me find another fear. Amen. That's how he gets rooted in your life. One fear to the other fear. Amen. Drive him back. Drive him back. In the area of your healing. In that same way, every fear has got to go. Give the devil no place. Give the devil no place. The Bible says give the devil no place. How do you give the devil no place? Don't be afraid of anything. And deliver me. And they looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. When God hears, hallelujah, when God hears, and it says this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him. Saved him. Woo! Psalm chapter 34. And saved him. How many of you want to get saved? I'm right here, Psalm chapter 34. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of just the trouble he was dealing with at the time. Just the thing he used to be scared of. Saved him out of just some of the stuff that he had faith for at the moment. This poor man cried, and the Lord saved him out of just what he was able to do at the time. He saved him. See, he just saved him out of the situation of maybe not having anything for the kids for the new season. The kids wouldn't get a new season. Amen. He's just saved him out of that. Y'all going to hear something here? You're going to catch something here? You're going to catch something here if you listen. And saved him out of, you know, just out of hell.
All the time.
Saved him out of the thing that he was just, that was just most important at the time. God wants to do complete work. Poke somebody in the side. The Holy Ghost is here telling you tonight that he wants to save you out of all, every one of your troubles. Glory to God. The things you don't even know about. Hallelujah. Before you even ask, he knows. Hallelujah. That's why we say a full gospel, the full salvation, saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, perfectly made whole from the inside out, whole in my body, whole in my finance, whole in my health, hallelujah, whole in my mind, save you out of all of your trouble. He wants to make everything all right. That's what he's working on. He ain't caught up over that little thing you're dealing with right now. He's working on the whole thing. Woo, just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. Somebody say, all right. Somebody can relate to all right, shout right now. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know how to do it. I can't even fathom that in my own mind. I'm so glad that God is concerned about me. I had not seen nor ear had heard the good that the Lord has in store for those that wait on him to hear his voice. that wait on him to hear his voice, because when we hear his voice, there he is. And where he is, he makes everything all right. The Holy Ghost is in this room, so he's about to get in your business. Hallelujah. You're hearing the word. And where you hear the word, amen, when you get up under the word of God, amen, his word is life unto me. Glory to God. Life, hallelujah. Life to my bones. It made everything all right. Amen. I was sinking in sin, lost, hopeless, didn't know where to go. But then God sent his word and healed me of every one of my diseases. The word will make everything all right. I've got to hear the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I would not sin against God. Hallelujah. The word will do it. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. The word that makes everything all right. Saved him out of all his trouble. I think I'm going to have to believe God for that one. How about you?
Amen.
See, we got to get beyond this stuff where we just pray about what we're able to deal with. We need to claim the big thing. The God that delivers me out of all my trouble.
Amen.
Even the stuff I don't even know about. Things that only he can see. The plans that the devil has. See, you might got some friends that look like your friends. And you think they're your best friend. But God sees and say, hey, that's trouble. I'm going to have to deliver him out of that. I have to deliver her out of that. Things you don't understand. Business deals. You could be getting in a business deal that God knows about that you don't even know about real quick. He starts to say, I'm going to have to deliver him from that. Hallelujah. You might get a job that might be the wrong job. God said, I'm going to have to deliver them out of that. All of my trouble, he delivers me. Glory to God. Even the trouble I can't discern. He leads me and guides me beside the still and pleasant waters. Hallelujah. That's how he delivers us out of all trouble. Somebody say, it gets better. It gets better. When you call on God, he shows up in his word. And his word delivers you out of all the trouble. And then some. Check out this. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him. Say, I've got an angel. Assigned to me. Yes, I've been seeing them all week long. Angels, supernatural beings that God sent on your behalf to deliver you. Glory to God. You got there's somebody else with you. Glory. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. There's another supernatural being. Witches don't even get their own demons. Witches, they think they do, but they don't even get their own demons. But the believer gets an angel that encamps around about them. What are you afraid of? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's assigned bodyguards to you. Supernatural bodyguards. You can walk through anything. Escorts. Escorts. I'm believing God to get my faith to the point to where they start to open doors. Hallelujah. They did it for Paul. And they did it for Silas. Those angels were so good they started opening doors. Open prison doors, glory to God. Open things that you can't even see. Open doors to deliver you. They'll get you out of it if you want to get out. They'll bring you out if you want to come out. They had to help Lot out. He sent angels to get them out of Sodom and Gomorrah to deliver them out of there. Amen. There is no such thing as a deliverance without angelic help. God's about to deliver you out of this worldly system. He's about to deliver you out of this mess. You didn't get into it by yourself. Amen. And you're not going to be able to get out of it by yourself. There was some demonic help getting you where you got. There was some supernatural help that messed you up. I mean, you weren't that dumb. You had some help. Satan was on your assignment way back in Adam and Eve. Yes. Employees. Some of y'all got full-time staffs to go along with your confession. They have to call an extra help. Demons working overtime to catch your mouth. It'll never get better. She's wearing us out over here. The angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. After all of that, taste and see. Glory to God. Oh, taste and see. Those of you that are just getting into this stuff. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is a good God. God is a good God. Some of you haven't had a good thing happen to you in all your life, but God is a good God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see good days? Amen. How many of you want to see good days? You've had enough trouble. Amen. You might have had a no good daddy. Might have had a no good mother. No good husband. No good wife. No good boyfriend. No good girlfriend. No good children. But oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Bible says, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. He'll be your help in time of trouble. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed. Blessed. Say, I got a covenant. I got a promise from God. I've got a promise from God. Didn't say how much I put in, but you got a promise to God. How many of you want to be blessed? Put your trust in Him. Glory to God. Just trust Him. How many of you want to be blessed? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. How? Hallelujah. Blessed. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. How many don't want to have any more sorrow? Put your trust in Him. I'm not out of context. It said, blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord. And the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He added no sorrow with it. So as I trust my God, I get blessed, and there's no such thing as a blessing with sorrow. Say, man, say, my tearing nights are over. I'm about to get rich. Tell somebody, I'm about to get rich. How many of you knew if you had money and I had a stock tip and you had a couple $1,000 and you knew I had some good stock, wouldn't you invest it? Wouldn't you invest it to get that money? Well, I got a tip for you. Trust Jesus. Trust God. And as you trust God, you'll get blessed. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what kind of religion you came out of. You're going to hear the word of God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. You're not going to be broke every one of your days. You're not going to be broke every one of your days. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. Say, I'm about to get rich. Confess it right now. Oh, the last time we said this, it came to pass. I got my trust in Jesus. I put my trust in You. I put my trust in You. And You're about to bless me. Say, I'm not worried about the riches. I'm just concerned about the trusting. You do the other side. The angels look around and find somebody that's trusted in God. They say, that's one blessed person. Watch. They think we got big bucks. Why? Because we trust God. And because we trust God, we just get blessed. You don't have to a whole bunch of money to be blessed. But it comes. But many people can't get blessed because they think the only way it's going to come is through cash. God will bless you with your house with no money. God will put carpets on the floor when you ain't got no money. God will redo this when you don't have any money. God will enlarge your tent when you don't got a dime in your pocket. He'll bring you out. Don't you look at your checkbook and tell God when He's ready to move for you. Don't be dumb. Blessing is blessing. You don't have to get a new job for God to bring you out. God will put new shoes on your feet right where you are. You could walk out of here today and somebody hand you some keys to somebody's car. God will put you in the house tomorrow. You know, don't tell God how He moves. Amen. Just expect Him to move. Don't you limit God. Don't you limit the Father. He can do what He wants, when He wants, and how He wants. And the moment you tell Him how to do it is the moment you hold up the process. How many of you have been blessed, but you never thought you would get blessed the way that you've been blessed? Sitting there expecting it to come through your old job. You don't know. He'll tell you to go right to get left. He'll tell you to get under the chair, to get on top of the chair. Trusting in God is obeying God. And there's always blessing in obeying God.
Hallelujah.
There have been things that have come out for me. I thought I was going one way. I said, Lord, I want this. And he said, go that way. And I go that way, and there it is. Bam! You've got to learn that God will bless you no matter what. There's always blessing in trusting God. Don't expect to get out of the hole before you get blessed. He'll give you your house in your mess. He'll bless you whenever he wants to. There's no time praying with God. Expect it to happen right away. Expect it to happen any day. When does it happen? When you trust him. All of a sudden. All of a sudden. All, you mean to tell me I can be blessed right now? You mean to tell me I don't have to wait for we to get 5,000 members to be blessed? What? You mean to tell me I don't have to wait any longer? I can be blessed right now? Yes! You mean to tell me you don't have to find your husband, amen, to get blessed? You could be blessed right now.
Amen.
Right now. You believe it. You believe it. Watch him do it. All right. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want. Anybody want anything? Then guess how you get it. Fear the Lord and trust him. Glory to God. Isn't it nice when people find out they got a way out? Isn't it great? It's good news. See, that's how people act when they hear good news. They receive the word with joy. He preached the word and they received it with joy. And the Lord blessed them. There is no want to those that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Say, I got a good thing coming. How many of you have made up in your mind that you want to seek God this season? Hey, amen. The Lord said, seek ye thy face, and I said, seek thee thy face, and your face did I seek, O God. Amen.
Yeah.
God said, seek him. And you said, Lord, your face will I seek. Glory to God. Guess what? God's telling you to seek him. And now he's telling you in his word that if you seek me, you'll not want any good thing.
Amen.
Say, I got a good thing coming. How many got some good things, some wants in your life? They shall not want any good thing. When they seek God, they shall not want any. I don't care what college background you've got. I don't care who your mama is, who your papa is. I don't care what side of the railroad tracks you live on. Amen. I don't care the color of your skin. Amen. I don't care whether you're a single mother. I don't care if you got six husbands. Those that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. This is time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek God. You can afford to seek God when he tells you in his word. Listen, you won't want any good thing. This is how you get good things. By seeking God. This is how you get a house. Seeking God. How you get that car. Seeking God. How you get your family restored. Seeking God. How you get the broken pieces put back together again. Seeking God. How you get that healing in your body. Seeking God. Any good thing for the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Seek God and you'll get good. Say, God is good. And when I seek a good God, I get a good God. And a good God does good things. A good God does good things. So I'm going to seek a good God. God is good. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. I'm seeking a good God. God is good. Confess it. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. good God almighty. Hallelujah. I went to see a good God. What happened? What happened? I didn't go to see that God that mad at everybody. Amen. I went to see a God that they said was good. I felt all bad on the inside. I felt like giving up. But I went to seek a God and found out he was good. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Every good gift. That means the one your husband gave you. Every good gift. That's the one that Sister Crystal gave you for Christmas. Every good gift. That means the one that came out as a bonus on your job. It was disguised, but it was every good gift. That means that paycheck that you got, you thought you worked for it. Every good gift. That means that good boss that you got that loved you so much. Every good gift. Somebody say, every good gift comes from God above. Woo! That means when they sign your stuff and get your stuff to you 8 days early. Every good gift. See, people want to get the glory. You don't get no glory. It's all God. So every good gift, every good thing that happens in my life, it's God. That means when you go to the grocery store, see, I've gone to the coffee store at times, and I went to give my money, and for some reason, they say, keep it, don't even worry about it. Every good gift. Every good gift. Every good gift. That's a nice shirt, Jesse. It looks so good on you. Every good gift. That dress looks good, Sister Crystal. Every good gift. Boy, this shoes and shirt look good. Every good gift. Every good gift. Comes from God above. The Holy Ghost is trying to tell you that tonight. You better thank him for what you got on your back right now. You better thank him for the car you drove in here tonight. Amen. You better thank him for the piece of food that you put in your mouth. You better thank the Lord. You better thank him. Every good gift. Don't you be sulking and sad all about it. Every good gift. God said, I did it for you. I've only just begun. Glory to God. It was God that caused you to prosper. Hallelujah. It was God that did it. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Every good perfect gift comes from God above. He said, every good thing that happened in your life, I was there orchestrating it. I was there putting it together. Amen. I found the move down there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I blessed your dad to get the money to put it together, to get it in your hands. Amen. Every good gift. That nice shirt you got on your back, God orchestrated it. Amen. He caused it to happen. Every good gift. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you something. You want to know what God's doing right now? He told me to tell you he's working on your next blessing. He's working on your next miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's cooking. He's got something baking in the oven. He's got something in the works for you. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Come ye children and hearken. Come ye children. So the Bible says, unless you come as a little child, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice it says, come here, children. Remember the Bible's verse that we read the first of the week? It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. So you got to humble yourself to come. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't care. Don't let nobody come in here all proud. Oh, God's got to, here comes me. Oh, this church really going to get blessed now. I got a lot of money. I've got this. Here comes your big blessing. Come as little children. Humble yourself to come. You ain't doing God no favor. He's your best thing that ever happened to you. He don't need you. You need him. Humble yourself to come. Humble yourself before God. It says, come, glory to God, ye children. That circle that, come ye children. Come ye children. He don't want no big babies. Come ye children. Come as a child. Come as a child, not as a know-it-all. Know-it-all doesn't get anything. They don't get nothing. But come as a child, hungry. Come as a child, hungry. Come as a child expecting to get something you ain't never had before. See, I'm just a child in these blessings. I'm just a baby in these blessings. There's a whole lot of stuff to come. There's a whole lot that God got that I don't know nothing about. Come ye children and hearken unto me. There are three things that you need to do to get blessed in this ministry. Come, hear, and do. Write those down. Come, hear, do. You're not going to be able to hear it until you come.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to do it unless you hear it.
Amen.
You got to do all three. Come, hear, do. You ever want to see somebody mess up something and get everything all messed up? Somebody's trying to do something without hearing anything. Somebody trying to hear something and they wasn't there to hear it for themselves. They didn't heard it from somebody else. Second wind. Come and hear from yourself. Come and hear it for yourself. Did you hear what Brother Rod said Friday night? That ain't good enough. Come and hear it for yourself. The Bible, there's a song they used to sing. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, Lord, but it's me. Listen, it better be you. Better get it for yourself. Come and hear. Come, hear, do. And anything, any other, it makes me so upset when people try to get to doing stuff. See, you don't get any action until you hear it. And you're not going to be able to hear it until you come for a while. See, and that's not God's best when people come up here and they write up the prayer line, doing. They want it to be done. They want everything done. They want some action. When am I going to get the action? When you come. When you come. And then you come and you hear it. And then you're going to hear. You got to hear what God's going to do before he does it. You got to hear what God's going to do before he does. So come, hear, and do it. And I will teach you the fear of the Lord. How many want to learn the fear of the Lord? See, how many want to exchange the fear of things that happen around you to the fear of the Lord? See, that's what you're about to learn is the fear of the Lord. Now, remember Solomon was the one that we started with in 2 Chronicles. And Solomon, he said, the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And Solomon was blessed with wisdom. And because he was blessed with wisdom, he was blessed with just about everything to go along with it because he got wisdom. Well, God's trying to get you the blessing of Solomon. And he said it starts with wisdom.
Amen.
And the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Now, God's going to make that easy for you. God's going to make that real easy for you. Does anybody want the ticket?
Yeah.
Anybody want it? Let God teach you the fear of the Lord. Poke somebody in the side and say, hey, listen, the fear of God can be learned. The fear of God can be learned. The fear of God can be learned. When you see people that talk all crazy, they don't have the fear of God. You don't know what I know, and I've been in this thing for years. No fear of God whatsoever. I just feel like giving up. God doesn't even understand me. You don't know. But the Bible says, no, I've been in this longer. Bible ran around for years and years and years. No fear of God. What man is he that desireth life? How many want life? Let me look over here. What man is there that desires life? Does anybody want life out here? I'm looking for somebody. Remember I said I'll see the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost looking through the room. He's looking through the room trying to find somebody that wants some life. Because, you know, we have a choice whether we have it or not. Because he says you get blessings or curses, life or death. People think that people are automatically going to choose life. No, people are choosing death every day. Does anybody want life?
Amen.
Does anybody want a life?
Hallelujah.
Anybody want a life? How many of you are tired of living in death? Things that give you no end, ain't no joy in it, no peace in it. I wouldn't give this life of Christ up for nothing.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm not in this thing just to go to heaven. I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
I like life. This is life. And life more abundantly.
Yeah.
Is there a man that would have life out there? Anybody want to live? Anybody want to, do you want to live? How many want to live? And I'm not just talking about breathing. Yes, how many want to live? Poke somebody in the side and say, get a life. On the slogan, our new slogan, the new slogan for the fall is, this is life. Look at somebody and shake and put a big smile on your face. And say, now this is life. This is life. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? How many want many days to see good? And there are many people that pump many days. You know, I don't want many days. I want many days to see good. Amen. Because you can have many days of trouble. You can have many days of strife. Long life with mess. But this says many days to see good. Many days to see God be God. Amen. Many days to see good. The Bible says there time will be no more. That's why we go into this thing. Our life with Christ is eternal life forever. All eternity to see God be good. Why does man live forever? Because we're trying to learn that God is good. And you know, we're trying to prove, no, it's another day gone by. We'll be going through the ages, 10,000s of years, 10,000s upon 10,000 of years, and waking up every morning and say, hey, look, his mercies are new every morning. And I've been watching him for about 1,000,000 years now. They've been new every morning. After 1,000,000 years, I've been with him because I got eternal life. Come on now. And every morning I wake up, his mercy is new. How many of you want to see those many days? I'm not just talking about 70, 90 years and kick the bucket here on earth. I'm talking about many days with God throughout all eternity. Many days to see good. Glory to God. Many days to see good. Amen. Many days to see good. Many days on the earth to see good. Many days in the heavens to see good. Many days throughout all eternity to see good. Glory to God. Many days to see the goodness of God. He'll still be good. He'll still be good after the earth is done away with. He'll still be good. He'll still be good. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Put him to the test throughout all eternity. He'll still be doing good things. Before the beginning of all, he created the earth and looked at it and said, it was good. Amen. He was good in the beginning. He was good in the beginning. He was good halfway. Amen. And he'll be good in the end. He started your life in goodness. Glory to God. He'll finish it in goodness. He who begun a halfway work with you. He that begun an any kind of work with you. The Bible says he who begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He is not working on you any kind of way. He's working on you in a good way. It was his intention to be good. Everything he does is good. Good, 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 good. It's good. It's good. I ain't got time to complain with you. He's good. Got time to get on the phone with you, talk about no mess. God is good. Woo! What is he doing in my life today? You don't know what kind of day I had. I knew what kind. If he woke up this morning, I don't care what kind of day, but if he woke up this morning, he said, his mercies are new every morning. For the Lord is good. Therefore, his mercy endures forever. Amen. It was a good day. Right. It's going to be a good night. Right. It's going to be a good morning. Uh-huh. It's going to be a good life. Because our life came from God. How many of you are living the life of God? And if it came from God, it's good. Amen. How many want to have life and see many days that he may see good? Amen. Many good days. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Somebody say, shut up and do something good. Seek peace and pursue it. Somebody say, why are you always doing nice things for people? I want to see many good days. Why ain't you arguing with me over this? Amen. I ain't got no time to be fighting and arguing with you. I'm in peace. I want to see many good days. I ain't got time for you. It's beyond you. I'm working on good days for all eternity. Amen. I ain't got no time to be fussing with you. I ain't got time to go through all that mess. Amen. Nobody got time for that. I'm ready to see many good days. Amen. I'm out for good days. It's a God thing you wouldn't understand. You're forgiven. I forgive you. You have your problem. Amen. I'm going to go on. I love you in Jesus' name. Here's a piece of cake. Here's a piece of pie. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. Bless your enemies and go on. Amen. And have many good days. Seek peace. Seek peace. Seek peace. You can't make me get nasty. You can't make me. I want to see many good days. The most I got to put up with some of these ugly folk is 40 years. But I want to see many days with Jesus. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon their cry. That's you. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of all their troubles again. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Somebody say, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh yes, somebody say, many. Many. There are a lot of them, but not one. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but not one of them will God not deliver you out of. Many are the stuff that comes against you, glory to God. Many are the things that the devil tries to test you with. Many, but not one has the power that God won't be able to get you out of. Come on! He got many arsenals and many bullets and many fiery darts, but not one has the ability to stop the faithfulness of God. But, somebody say, many. Many but. Many but. Expect many, but always expect the but. Man, the devil's got many things, but you only got one but. He keeps trying new tricks. He keeps trying new stuff. He keeps trying new stuff. But you only got one answer. Jesus. The Lord. The same weapon. The same weapon. That affliction might be sickness. The same answer, Jesus. The affliction might be distress and depression. Same answer, Jesus. Many ways he comes at you, but one way will always stand against him. He got to carry a big bag of tricks, amen? He got to carry a big bag of tricks, and all you got to do is have the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got all kind of schemes and plans and all kind of equipment and tricks, because his stuff is junky. It don't work. He got all kind of junk because none of them work. The Lord is nigh unto them and saveth them, but the Lord delivered them out of them all, and he keeps all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, but they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Some say, I will not be desolate.
I will not be desolate.
Say it again. I will not
be desolate.
I will not
be desolate.
I'm about to get rich. The best way to make money, trust in God. I've worked all summer long. How many been on the job? How many been believing for years? How many been trusting for years? You got a good paying job. Some people only making $75 an hour, amen, but you've been trusting in God. It pays.
Jesus, we bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.